The United States presidential election of 1804 was a landmark event in American history, shaping the future of the young republic and solidifying the political dominance of the Democratic-Republican Party. The election followed the contentious and transformative election of 1800, often referred to as the Revolution of 1800, in which Thomas Jefferson had defeated John Adams. By 1804, Jefferson's first term as president had brought both successes and controversies, and the political landscape had shifted significantly. The election of 1804 provided a clear contrast between Jefferson's vision for the nation and that of the Federalist Party, now struggling to maintain relevance in an evolving electorate. 1804 was a landslide. The principal candidates in the election of 1804 were Thomas Jefferson, running for re-election as the Democratic-Republican nominee, and Charles Cotesworth Pinckney, representing the Federalist Party. Jefferson, a Virginian and principal author of the Declaration of Independence, had built his political reputation as a champion of agrarian values, states' rights, and limited government. His presidency had been marked by notable achievements, including the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, which doubled the size of the United States, and efforts to reduce the national debt. Jefferson's popularity was bolstered by the general prosperity of the nation and his successful avoidance of entanglement in European conflicts, particularly the ongoing Napoleonic Wars. Pinckney, a South Carolinian and veteran of the Revolutionary War, was a respected statesman but lacked the charisma and broad appeal of Jefferson. The Federalists faced a difficult uphill battle, as their political influence had waned dramatically following Adams's defeat in 1800. The party was increasingly seen as elitist and out of touch with the expanding electorate, which was shifting toward the Democratic-Republicans' more populist and agrarian-oriented policies. Pinckney's campaign struggled to present a compelling alternative to Jefferson's leadership, and the Federalists failed to unify around a clear strategy or vision for the future of the country. The electorate of 1804 was still limited by the standards of modern democracy, as voting rights were restricted to white male property owners in most states. However, the nation was beginning to experience a slow democratization of political participation. The abolition of property qualifications for voting in some states and the expansion of suffrage in others reflected a growing trend toward greater inclusivity among white men, though women, Native Americans, and enslaved and free African Americans were entirely excluded from the political process. Political engagement was increasing among the eligible electorate, partly due to the growing popularity of partisan newspapers and the rise of organized political parties. The state of the nation in 1804 was generally stable and optimistic, with the Louisiana Purchase representing a triumph of Jefferson's administration and a bold step toward westward expansion. The acquisition had significant implications for the nation's future, promising vast new territories for settlement and cultivation, while also raising questions about slavery's expansion, governance, and relations with Native American tribes. Domestically, Jefferson's policies had focused on reducing the power of the federal government, cutting military expenditures, and repealing taxes, such as the unpopular whiskey tax. While these measures appealed to many voters, they also drew criticism from Federalists, who argued that Jefferson's vision of limited government left the nation vulnerable to external threats and internal instability. Internationally, the United States faced challenges from European powers, particularly Britain and France, whose ongoing conflicts disrupted American trade. Jefferson's response to these challenges included efforts to maintain neutrality and protect American shipping, though tensions with Britain over impressment and blockades foreshadowed the conflicts that would eventually lead to the War of 1812. Despite these challenges, Jefferson's leadership was broadly perceived as successful, and his administration enjoyed widespread support. The election itself was not particularly close and can be characterized as a landslide victory for Jefferson and the Democratic Republicans. Jefferson secured 162 of the 176 electoral votes, leaving Pinckney with only 14. This overwhelming margin reflected not only Jefferson's popularity, but also the Federalist Party's decline as a national political force. Jefferson carried all but two states, Connecticut and Delaware, which remained Federalist strongholds. The results demonstrated the Democratic Republicans' dominance in the South and the West, where their policies aligned with the interests of agrarian voters and frontier settlers. Meanwhile, the Federalists retained some support in New England, where their base among merchants, bankers, and urban elites continued to exert influence. The electoral process in 1804 also reflected a significant constitutional development, the implementation of the 12th Amendment. Ratified in 1804, the amendment addressed the issues that had arisen in the 1800 election, in which Jefferson and his running mate, Aaron Burr, had tied in the Electoral College, throwing the election to the House of Representatives. The 12th Amendment required electors to cast separate votes for president and vice president, ensuring a smoother and more organized electoral process. In 1804, Jefferson's running mate was George Clinton, the governor of New York, who replaced Burr after the latter's falling out with Jefferson and his infamy from the Hamilton-Burr duel. The election of 1804 was not just a victory for Jefferson, but also a testament to the transformation of American politics in the early republic. It marked the consolidation of the Democratic-Republican Party's dominance and the near collapse of the Federalist Party as a viable national entity. The results underscored the nation's shift toward a more populist and expansionist ethos, with Jefferson's vision of a decentralized, agrarian republic resonating strongly among the electorate. At the same time, the election highlighted the persistent sectional divides in American politics, with New England remaining a bastion of Federalist support even as the rest of the country embraced Jeffersonian ideals. In retrospect, the election of 1804 stands as a critical moment in American history, reflecting both the successes and limitations of Jeffersonian democracy. It demonstrated the potential for peaceful transfers of power and the resilience of the constitutional system, while also exposing the deep inequalities and exclusions that characterized early American political life. Jefferson's resounding victory reaffirmed his leadership and set the stage for the challenges and controversies of his second term, as the United States continued to navigate its place in a rapidly changing world.